It is now time to dig deeper into the case that is Matt Barkley, the Eagles' fourth-round draft pick. We welcome into our studio the offensive coordinator recently promoted to offensive coordinator from quarterbacks coach Clay Helton from the University of Southern California. And Clay, we thank you so much for joining us today, Dave Spadaro and Merrill Reese. Talking about Matt Barkley, Eagles fans are all about Matt Barkley now. We want to learn as much as we possibly can about him. Your reaction to Matt coming to Philadelphia in Chip Kelly's offense?
Very, very happy for the Eagles organization and city of Philadelphia. They have acquired not only a great player, but one of the better people that was in college football last year. Just a tremendous, tremendous person and a special player that has done some great things here at USC, and I know he will continue on with his next step to the NFL.
Clay, what was the difference in Matt's play this year as compared with last year where he was considered a top 10 pick?
Being his coach, I did not see very much difference from him from his junior, senior. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce the right way. You know, sometimes when you lose a couple offensive personnel guys, like you look at the last 2 years, being very fortunate to have a Tyron Smith and a Matt Khalil, two first-round draft pick offensive tackles that left it as underclassmen, you know, and having to replace him with maybe some younger linemen. You know, those all are factors in it. At the end of the day, you're looking at a guy that threw 75 touchdown passes in the last 2 years, you know, 39 in his junior year and set a Pac-12 record, and then 36 last year in an abbreviated season. So I really am happy for Coach Kelly and that organization picking up such a talented young man, and he'll do great things there.
Clay, you know how this thing works. Once the players get to the post-college days, they go through the workouts and the all-star games and the combine, and all of a sudden you start reading all these things, not all of which is flattering. So we want to hear from you. What does Matt Barkley bring to the table as a quarterback, his skill set, in what we think Chip Kelly might run here?
Well, I tell you, the number one thing that Matt brings is he's like having a coach on the field. You're talking about an extremely intelligent individual, a young man that's been brought up in a pro-style system, has the ability to diagnose defenses, fronts, coverages, has had the opportunity to re-slide protections. He's had the opportunity to get us in the right play based on what a certain coverage or a front of defense is playing. So you're talking about having a guy that can give you the pencil last as an offensive system. And I'm a little bit biased, but I think he is a tremendous passer. I think he can make all the throws on any part of the field and has had success here doing that. I know he's extremely excited to be with Coach Kelly and witnessing what he has done to the college game firsthand. I know he's going to have a great transition into the NFL, and I know Matt's really excited to be a part of that.
He's always looked like a terrific quarterback when I've watched him, yet when I hear the different commentators, the different evaluators around the National Football League, some of them have differing opinions of his pure arm strength. How do you evaluate it?
Well, I tell you, we've never had an issue with that here at SC. You know, we've never let it been a factor in our play calling or anything that we've tried to accomplish here. I was always a little bit surprised hearing those comments because it never was in question when we were using him in our system. So I don't think that it'll be a factor up there. I know he's looking forward to competing, showing, and proving the naysayers wrong.
Clay, speak to Matt's leadership skills, what he's like off the field, and what the Eagles can expect from him in those situations.
Well, I tell you, you're dealing with an extremely competitive young man. He believes in being the best at his profession. He trains as hard as anybody that there is out there to make sure that happens. And then he has dynamic leadership skills. You know, he's one of those guys that not only knows his job but knows everybody else's job on the field and is able to lead in a way that, you know, if a guy does something wrong, he can put his arm around him and say, hey, you need to do this. Or, you know, he can be fiery and get on a guy if he needs to. So he's like I said, he's been like having a coach on the field for us, and I know he'll bring those same traits to the Eagles.
when he spoke with us, you could hear the passion and the excitement in his voice. He truly is a guy who just cherishes every moment on the football field.
Yeah, you're getting a football junkie. He's a guy that lives in the film room. He's a guy that lives in the training room, training in the weight room. You're talking about a guy that loves to play the game, and it's what he is. He when you say a guy lives it, he lives it. He eats it, he breathes it. And I know he'll carry those traits on.
Clay, what was it like for Matt coming into the program? You know, obviously a top-level recruit, a very large national profile as a young man. How did he handle all the attention, all the pressure?
Well, I think that's a great thing that what the Eagles are getting. They're getting a guy that's been in an L.A. media market and has been on the front page of the paper every day and knows how to handle the pressures of day in and day out media circumstances and pressures, and he's always handled it with unbelievable class, and you know it never lets him affect him. So I think the training that he's gotten here at USC, not only on the field but off, is going to make him a better pro.
Chip Kelly spoke to his accuracy. You see the same thing with him, the ball placement?
Oh, yeah, no question. You're talking about a guy that when we first came here, he had made a decision. I think it was his sophomore year, going into sophomore year. He really had made a decision, Coach, I want to be a great decision maker. I want to be a guy that's an extremely accurate quarterback. And, you know, he goes into his junior year and has 39 touchdowns and only 7 interceptions and 69.3%. And this year was a little bit lower than that, 36 touchdowns and a couple more interceptions. But a guy that literally knows how to distribute the ball in a multi-progression system and get it there accurately and on time.
Wonderful. Clay Helton, offensive coordinator, USC, we thank you so much for joining us in our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, shedding some very positive light on Eagles' fourth-round draft pick, Matt Barkley.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.